The next paragraph is close of escrow. You know, the old-fashioned way of doing this, and probably the way you were trained, was to write in 45 days from acceptance. First of all, I don't even know where 45 days came from. It's like halfway between 30 and 60. But does it make any sense that it's 45? I've heard some people say, well, Guy, it's like 30 days to get loan approval and 2 weeks to close. Well, 30 days plus 2 weeks is 44 days, so where do we come up with 45? It's just a made-up number, so don't live with that, first of all. Second of all, I have a problem with this technique completely because, first of all, it's not 45 days from when the offer is written, but 45 days when the listing agent finally finds his client, presents the offer, writes a counteroffer back to your buyer looks at the counteroffer, they counter back to the seller, and this goes back and forth and back and forth, and when it finally gets signed, it's 45 days from then. The problem is, how many days is that from now? So you might wind up closing on Monday or Thursday or Friday, or I mean, who knows when it is, because it's a crazy, crazy thing to do. It doesn't make sense. So here's what I suggest. Look at a calendar and figure out that it's going to take, based on the client, if you've asked the listing agent what the deal is with the seller, 3 to 5 days to present the offer. It might take more if he's out of state, out of the country, on a cruise somewhere. It has to be faxed to them. So figure out how many days do you think it's going to take to get the offer accepted, and then look at a calendar and decide which Thursday you want to close. Now, obviously, the buyer has some kind of time frame based on when they have to get out of their property. You have to overlay that as well. But if you can find out, also learn when does the seller want to get out. I don't know how many times that I've had an offer presented to a seller and find out that they actually need 70 or 60 or 80 or whatever days to get out because the house they're moving into isn't ready. And so you come in with your offer and all the other offers come in and they put 45 days and I put 60. My offer is going to look better simply because I'm running the offer around what the seller needs, not what I want, or not this traditional 45 days nonsense that doesn't make any sense. So if you can write the offer around the seller's needs, it's more likely to be accepted than other offers. But did you hear me say Thursday and not Friday? Doesn't everybody want to close on Friday? Buyers want to move over the weekend, right? But I can tell you this, after more than 30 years of doing this, there's just nothing more frustrating than planning on a Friday close, only to have a problem show up at funding, which might be the day before, like Thursday, and then we try to close on Friday and can't because the paperwork's wrong. It's too late to get the things done. Or maybe it's a short sale and the lender wants one more document the last time, as they always do, and there's a delay. And that means it's not going to close on Friday, but it's going to close on Monday. But what if Monday's a holiday? Now it's going to close on Tuesday. So here's what happens in the real world. The buyer's going to be really upset because they funded their loan on Thursday. And now they have to pay for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe Monday. But no, Monday's a holiday, which means they close on Tuesday. So can you see the mess it is? But that's the legal side of it. Let me give you the practical side of it. But what about the seller's over-the-road trucker that shows up on Friday ready to take them to Texas, and the problem is the property isn't closed yet? So the seller has two options. One is to become a riverboat gambler and load all their stuff up and leave for Texas, and yet they haven't even sold their house yet because it's not legal. Or what they can do is delay the escrow, which means the truck goes away without them. The seller then, in a panic, has to call the moving company, which comes and gets his stuff and then puts it into local storage, which he has to pay extra for, until he finally gets out of the property on Monday or Tuesday. It just doesn't make sense. And what about the buyer? He faces the same problem. He wanted to move over the weekend. He has his whole crew of buddies all set up, or a truck set up to move him. He can't move either until what? Monday or Tuesday. So it's a crazy thing to do. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is always try to close on a Thursday. So look at a calendar and decide X number of days out what's day you'd like to close and put that in the contract. That means if something goes wrong on Thursday, we still have a whole nother day to fix the problem and still close on Friday without causing this chaos.